One thing is very, very interesting to me is that, again, and this applies to not only Tiffany Hinyard, but also to Fonny Willis. This applies across the board. And what I'm meaning to say to you guys is that you guys deserve what you get. Anything that you get, the fact that y'all continue to vote these people in, the fact that y'all refuse to make an adjustment considering all of the evidence and the things that we experience on a daily basis dealing with these people, means that you get what you vote for, you getting what you deserve, and you should make no excuses whatsoever as to what you're getting. Fannie Willis is winning a primary, and I'm predicting that she's also going to win the general election over in November in order to continue to stay Fulton County DA after all of the things that she did and the sassiness on the stand and the lying and the misappropriation of funds and hiring the dude that was busting her down and all of that during the marriage, everything that happened. And she absolutely won her primary by a land. I mean, she mollywopped the next closest competitor. And now she's going against this white woman, but we're going to get into that in shortly. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. I'm just here to report the news.
And we want to welcome you back into our online coverage of Georgia's primary. Your time now, 9:30. I'm Faith Jesse.
And I'm Zach Merchant. You saw here on 11 Alive Plus, Fonnie Willis breezing past her challenger in the Democratic primary. Fulton County, let's see here. We're looking at the results right now. This is the race that has been called for Fulton County DA.
Listen, buddy, Christian Wise Smith. Hey, email me, dog. I want to get you up on the platform. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are. Now, this is the Democratic primary, which she then faces her Republican opponent who had no opponents. And we're going to get into her shortly because I want to hear her little speech, and I haven't seen her yet. But what did you expect was going to happen when the black community and Fulton County in general, especially when we're talking about our churches and our pastors that were endorsing her despite all of her transgressions and issues and problems, and it didn't matter because they hate Trump so bad that they still willing to rock out with a person that has very bad character and is not doing the thing that's in the best interest of the constituents. What did you think was going to happen? Listen, I want to hear no complaints. I want to hear no issues, no problems. I myself have now bought into the Fonnie Willis hype train, because anything that happens, and it doesn't matter what happened, I don't care how many of the funds is misappropriated, you guys absolutely deserve her. Congratulations, you get what you voted for.
Yay, in the primary.
Just don't leave and go to Texas. Don't try to run down to Florida. Don't go to the Carolinas. Don't go to Tennessee. Don't try to run to somewhere else when you don't like what's going on in your county or in your city or in your state. Stay and deal with the thing that you voted for. Don't run.
District Attorney incumbent Fonnie Willis easily taking the victory in this primary challenge. She's got at last tally roughly 54,000 votes and 80%, or rather 88% of the tally.
And most of y'all never even went to the polls in the first place. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Tally of votes so far. We have some reaction from DA Willis here. Let's take a listen.
I am just so humbled and so
she got
grateful
dressed up.
To the citizens of Fulton County who made this possible. Tonight, they delivered a strong and a powerful message. They want a district attorney that believes everyone deserves to be safe and everyone is entitled to some dignity. And it's a message that's pissing folks off, but there is no one above the law in this country, nor is there anyone beneath it.
Except for you.
And you're listening right now to District Attorney Fonnie Willis reacting to her victory.
At that watch party, which is in Buckhead, that is where 11 Alive's Grace King joining us now. Grace, last time we checked in with you, there was a lot of energy back there. The district attorney said that this is the time for us to stop and smell the roses. You spoke with the woman that Willis will now run against in the November election, Courtney Kramer. What's she saying tonight?
Well, we heard from Willis tonight, who said, said, you know, this is not the end of her campaign, it's the beginning. And the person who will challenge her is Republican Courtney Kramer. She's an election law attorney who's practiced for about 4 years. She also worked for former President Donald Trump at the White House briefly. She said that she is willing to step aside from that case if she's elected, but that there's a lot more to the job than just that election interference case. She says she wants to give Fulton County voters a choice between a Democrat and Republican for the first time in quite some years. Take a listen.
I'm going to go ahead and just go to this chick's full speech. How about we do that? So this is the woman. Her name is Courtney Kramer. She has no chance whatsoever in Fulton County. Let me say that one more time for the people that's in the back. This is really just a stand-in, a punching bag, in my opinion, because she has zero, and I mean absolutely positively zero chance, in my opinion. Now, remember I told you this. We're going to revisit this conversation in November, but in my opinion, I don't think that she has a chance against Fani Willis. And so welcome, Fani Willis, your newest or your incumbent that is going to get reelected over into the Fulton County DA. It's unreal. But let's go ahead and hear what she has to say.
So people should vote for me come November because, well, I kind of want to backtrack from that question, if you don't mind. So Fulton County has not had a Republican qualify for district attorney in over 30 years. I'm 30 years old. So basically in my whole lifetime, we haven't had a Republican qualify.
In 30 years, you have not had a Republican even smell Fulton County District Attorney's office, let alone a white woman with blonde hair. You can forget it, big dog. In 30 years, you have never even seen a Republican sniff what was going on over in Fulton County. You can forget it, bro.
And Fani Willis is the first female district attorney, so I know for a fact we haven't had a female qualify in well over 30 years, probably 50, probably 60, you know, you do the math. Fulton County hasn't had a voice for who their next DA is going to be. You know, we've always been told on the ballot come November, you know, it's one name. It's whoever qualifies, right? So it will be the Democrat nominee. Normally it's Paul Howard and now Fani Willis. We haven't had a Republican. I think conservatives deserve a voice, and Fulton County deserves a choice in who their next DA is going to be, especially given the political climate the last 4 years and 8 years under Paul Howard.
Why did you decide to run?
Because I just want to effectuate change. Every job I've ever held, every position I've ever held, is always the goal is to effectuate change for the better. I'm born and raised in Fulton County. I've seen the decline of Fulton County under a Fani Willis administration, under a Paul Howard administration, and that's exactly why I decided to run. It's not safe anymore. People don't want to live here anymore. I don't think that's fair for the voters. I don't think it's fair for the citizens, and I think that, like I said, Fulton deserves a choice.
Are there any changes that people should expect if you were to be elected?
100%. You will have absolute transparency if I am elected, and accountability. I don't think we have that right now. You know, we don't know where our money is going to. As a taxpayer, I have no idea where my money is going to. We get told vaguely where our money is going to and what it's being used for, but that's not really the case. If you talk to our Board of Commissioners in Fulton County, the current administration in the DA's office will request money, and that money will not be used for what it was supposed to be allocated for. That's a problem. We have to have accountability and transparency in this office, and that's exactly what I would bring to this office.
I agree with you, Jennifer.
Rachel Maddow, Fani Willis said that you were challenging her, but you didn't really have many qualifications to actually take the office. What would your response to that be?
My response to that, and I watched that today, actually, and I kind of giggled, but my response would be that in order to be, you know, an attorney, and especially a DA, you have to have a good head on your shoulders. You have to know the rules of professional conduct. You have to know when you have a conflict of interest, and I have that. Fani Willis has proven that she does not have that. So qualification-wise, it's ironic to me that she says that because you have to be qualified to manage an office. You have to be qualified to manage people and know who is the best person for that office. And I'm 100% qualified in that regard. So that's what my response would be to her.
Listen, she don't have a chance. I'm just... Great PC political answers, whatever. But listen, bro, when you over there down in Fulton County, you got the full backing of the black church. You got most people that's going to determine the election that's not even really interested in showing up to the polls. It's the perfect storm. And you got all of these women that's helping her and all of it. Man, you can forget it. Listen. Listen, baby girl. Good luck with that. And then she actually, Fonny, appeared on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. And so let's see what she had to say about this.
Let me start by asking you about what your life has been like and how things have changed over the course of this past year. I know you have bodyguards. I know you had to leave your home because of ongoing threats against you. I saw footage last week at an event honoring the South Fulton police. You got a little bit emotional thanking the police for having kept you safe in what has been a remarkably threatening environment for you. I wondered what effect the sort of constant threat of violence that you've been living with has had on you and on your ability to do your work.
Softball questions.
Thank you for asking. Not many people ask about what is the personal journey that's been going on. And it really hasn't been happening in the last year. It's been happening since about a month after I took office. From the time I took office, I began to get threats. Those threats come in the way of emails. Those threats come in the way of phone calls, text messages, any which way you can imagine. At some point, the threats became where I had to leave my home. And I've been out of my home since the first year in office. They've come from a variety of sources. One of the first things that ever happened was there was a protest at my house at 5 o'clock in the morning. People mad because the last administration had left police cases, lots of them, and they wanted.
Listen, classic strategy, ladies and gentlemen. What is the classic strategy? The classic strategy is to make sure you soften up the image of the person that you're interviewing. So that you can then make sure that you can sell them, because we have to have a level of sympathy for them by saying, oh, hey, listen, that we're not dealing with the facts. We're not dealing with the issues. The only thing we're dealing with is our emotions at this point. And this is how you interview somebody that you're in favor of in order to make sure that they feel as comfortable as possible answering your questions.
An immediate action on them. And so that was the first thing that kind of happened. But the threats have certainly been about lots of different kinds of cases that I've prosecuted. People are very unhappy with them because of some recent cases that most of them are racial in nature. It has cost me to leave my home financially. I'm paying for, you know, my mortgage because I refuse to give up the home where I raise my children, but also paying for another establishment. And I have 24-hour really protection around me. So it's a very interesting way to live, but it's well worth it. To have the honor of being the first female district attorney in Fulton County, it pales in comparison to what my victims are going through. And the reality is, one of the reasons we are upsetting people is we are so successful here in Fulton County. I have the third largest crime drop in America. We have it because we're taking a balanced approach, both unapologetically going after gangs and violent criminals and anyone who should violate the law in my county, but we're also doing programs. And so it has been a huge sacrifice, but it's well worth it for my community.
So anyways, the rest of this interview, I'm assuming, is a very softball interview of Fonny Willis. Again, won the primary by a mile. Not even sure why some people challenged her, because she's incredibly popular amongst the city girl culture and the black church. And people vote based off of identity politics anyway. So there you have it. Your incumbent, soon to be next 4-year term, Fulton County DA again, and garnering your sympathy votes and making sure that she stays in office. Let me give a round of applause for Fonny Willis for doing good work, making sure that she take advantage of the black community and the black vote. Fonny Willis, you are a gem, baby girl. Shout out to you. Let me read.